Welcome to Woman in Progress, the podcast for smart, successful, high-achieving women who are ready to choose themselves, stop following the shoulds, and have the audacity to create the perfectly imperfect lives they crave. I'm your host, Samantha Ushedo, corporate leader by day, health mindset coach, and group fitness instructor by nights and weekends. I created this space for the seekers, the messy action takers, the women who are courageous enough to lean into discomfort in the name of growth and are willing to live life on purpose. So if you're ready to work on yourself for yourself, be an example of what's possible, and meet other incredible women on the same journey, you're in the right place. Consider this your official invitation. Let's get to work. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 12, and have I got a show for you? The topic of today's episode is one I've been thinking about a lot lately, and it's very much something I'm still in progress on, so I expect this to be an ongoing discussion we'll have as I continue to evolve, gain new tools, and coach myself. But given the conversation I've had with clients and friends over the last few months, and on the heels of last week's episode on self-compassion and self-love, I have a hunch that this might ring true for many of you. Today, I want to talk to you about the parts of you that you don't like. Now, if you've listened to episode 3 of the podcast, you'll remember I talked about the concept that life is 50-50. If you haven't listened to it, you really should, as it's one of my most downloaded episodes. But essentially, the idea is that 50% of the time, this human experience is meant to be full of joy, or at least pleasant and peaceful. And the other 50% of the time, we have the contrast of those emotions. Things are hard, painful, chaotic, dull. But if we didn't have the contrast, we wouldn't be experiencing a full and healthy life. So when we apply that to ourselves, our humanness, this means that 50% of the time we are kind, loving, generous, amazing humans. And then other times we're versions of ourselves that we aren't the most proud of. And just like we talked about in that earlier episode, we do ourselves such a disservice when we think we're supposed to be happy and perfect and likable all the time, because inevitably we will fall short of this version of perfection we've created for ourselves and how we should be in every moment and in every interaction. And then we feel guilty and we judge ourselves for being who we are. And anytime we layer on judgment on top of the experience we are having, we are compounding our suffering and just making things so much worse for ourselves. When we're beating ourselves up for being less than the ideal image we have created for ourselves or that society says we should be, we lose the opportunity to get curious and make space for that version of ourselves so that we can decide on purpose if there's something we're willing to face and accept or possibly change, which is where self-compassion comes in. Sometimes being self-compassionate towards ourselves means accepting ourselves in all of our human imperfection. It means loving ourselves as we are, reassuring ourselves that we aren't alone, and being present with our pain. And other times it means doing something different, not because we aren't acceptable as we are, but because we care about ourselves so deeply that we only want the best for ourselves. And quite honestly, there's a lot of unnecessary suffering, unnecessary judgment, pretending, and fake it till you make it out there in regards to the parts of us that we don't like. I see it every day, at work, with clients, friends, on social media, and yes, my friends, in my own life. As a society, we are very unwilling to look at and accept the parts of ourselves we find undesirable. And this is what's known as the shadow self, the side of your personality that contains all the parts of yourself that you don't want to admit to having. We perceive these elements as dark and weak, and therefore they need to be denied or hidden. But what if we accepted and embraced these parts of ourselves? Let them see the light of day and let go of the judgment and added suffering associated with thinking we should be anything other than who we are. Maybe we'd see that these parts of ourselves that we try to tuck away far from view actually make us more powerful, more self-expressed, and more of who we're supposed to be. Just a thought. Now, I've done enough work on myself over the years to be very aware of the parts of me that I don't like, but it's only been in recent years that I've truly understood that the purpose of self-awareness and having coaching tools is not to change yourself to become perfect or 100% positive all the time, but to show up as whole, balanced, and fully expressed. And personally, I'm working on giving myself permission to embrace the part of me that's bitchy, impatient, takes things personally, and shuts people out when I'm feeling hurt. I'm working to accept the part of myself that complains when I'm frustrated, is insecure about my leadership capability, and struggles to control my nonverbal body language in situations where I'm challenged, dismissed, or ignored. The truth is, we all have parts of ourselves we don't like, even Beyonce. I actually read that she wears big earrings because she doesn't like her ears. Actually, though, look it up. She's a human like the rest of us. Now, I want to be clear here. Just because there are parts of my personality that I don't like, it doesn't mean that I don't love myself or believe that I'm inherently worthy or think that it says anything about me as a coach or the impact that I'm meant to be making on the world. Far from it. It simply means that I get to notice with curiosity and fascination the thoughts I have about myself, acknowledge them without making it mean something has gone wrong, and then choosing on purpose whether thinking this way serves me or the world around me. I've been told my whole life that I'm too sensitive and take things too personally. I've always tried to push away and resist that part of me. It doesn't work. For starters, it rejects who I am and does not address what is behind or underneath that behavior. So rather than turn away from that part of me completely, I've been working on leaning into my sensitivity and being intentional about recognizing the ways in which this serves me. Being sensitive and taking things personally allows me to accurately read energy and read a room. My intuition is usually on point. I have heightened compassion and empathy for others. It gives me the ability to lead a team and do the coaching work that I do. And it has given me countless opportunities to do work on myself to address areas where I can improve or better show up for myself. Do I wish I wasn't so sensitive and didn't take things so personally? Sure. And I'm still worthy, lovable, a good coach, employee, friend, daughter, sister, the list goes on. When I notice I've taken something personally, instead of judging myself for doing it wrong or telling myself other people wouldn't react this way, therefore neither should I ask myself, what if I decided to accept that this is just how I handled this situation, this experience today, and learn from it? What if I embraced myself in this moment and believe that I was doing the best I could, even if it's not meeting my ultimate expectations? Remember, true self-love is embracing, not rejecting, all of who we are. And as I said in episode 11 last week, self-love is a choice you make or don't in every moment of every day. And what I think a lot of people get wrong about self-love, self-compassion, and self-acceptance is they think it means that we don't try to improve ourselves or work to change the things we want to change. That is far from the truth. When we love ourselves, we first and foremost see ourselves as perfectly imperfect and accept our less than ideal behaviors or the times we don't show up as our best self or when we fall short of our or other people's expectations. When we come from a place of love, it doesn't mean that you have to love every single thing about yourself, but more that you can be loving to yourself when you don't like something and approach making a change with an energy that fuels you rather than beats you down. It's the difference between having an awareness of what the gap is between where you are now and where you want to go and judging yourself, comparing yourself to others, beating yourself up for doing it wrong, or completely abdicating responsibility and saying, this is just who I am and there's nothing I can do. It feels different. And I'm going to give you an example to illustrate what I mean. Now, I used to coach people on health and nutrition. And so often people would come to me saying that they really want to lose weight and get back to a certain time in their life where they were at their ideal body weight and everything was perfect then. This always puts my antenna up a little bit and I start to get curious. If things were so perfect then, why are you seeking my help? What was the emotion fueling your behavior back then? And usually what I'll learn is that it's some mix of fear, deprivation, or anxiety. They were white knuckling it through some restrictive diet, afraid to eat off plan, missing out on social occasions for fear of blowing their diet, and were filled with such self-loathing every step of the way. Losing weight is not fun when it's fueled by negative emotion, even if you reach your goal. Even when you get to the place where you feel comfortable in your body, look great in a bikini, and can fit into any clothes you try on. When you don't like yourself so actively, when your fuel is self-loathing, it doesn't matter what you weigh. You can't even enjoy it. Plus, you're so filled with the fear that one misstep will happen and you'll gain it back. My advice, if you want to make a change or work to improve an aspect of yourself that you don't like, do it with love, do it with acceptance, do it with compassion, or don't do it at all. You can't dislike yourself worthy. You can't hate yourself lovable. So What are the ingredients that make up you? For me, I'm ambitious, kind, thoughtful, empathetic, goofy, inspiring, generous, growth-minded, strong, hardworking, independent, and resilient. I'm also aggressive, stubborn, a worrywart, sometimes complain a little more than I'd like, lazy, bitchy, closed off, negative, moody, judgmental, reactive, and I take things personally. Now I want you to take a long, hard look at the different parts of you, the anxious parts of you, the difficult parts of you, the less than tolerant parts of you, the quote unquote hard to love parts of you, the parts of you that doubt yourself, question your worth, feel like an imposter and have you hiding and pretending. Those are the parts that I want you to really look at. And I can't help but wonder, what would it unlock if you found a way to be in relationship with those parts of yourself in a way that is non-judgmental, accepting, loving, and filled with curiosity and compassion? Now, if this practice is something new for you, I think a great first step to adopting this new way of relating to yourself is to think about one of your favorite humans on the planet, someone you love unconditionally. Now think about something, some part of them that isn't the best, gets on your nerves, or makes you roll your eyes sometimes. Recognize that you can be aware of those parts of them and you can accept and love the heck out of them anyway. You don't try to change them or make them wrong. You just love them and hold space for them being a human doing this thing called life. You see that, right? And here's the good news. If you can see it in them, you have the ability to see it in yourself. Because I don't know a person on the planet that doesn't have something about themselves that they wish was different. So what if we just accepted that this is part of the human experience rather than letting it cause us so much pain and suffering? What if we said, I'm not great at saving money, but I'm willing to learn. I don't like how I react when I receive critical feedback. It's something I'm working on. I'm bitchy sometimes, and that's okay, because I'm also a good person and I show up that way most of the time. My friends, I'm making a commitment here and now to accepting the parts of me that I don't like. I'm not going to deny or pretend or judge them anymore. I'm going to wink at them, invite them in for coffee or wine, and just simply own them. And then decide on purpose if I feel like it's necessary to change them. So, what about you? What are the parts of yourself you've been tucking away and not been willing to explore? What are the parts of you that you don't like? And remember, don't try to like them. Just simply find a way to love yourself and accept them, own them, and be with them. It's all part of the human experience, my friends. And while it may be difficult to open up this Pandora box if you've always kept it locked tight, it's such an important question to ask yourself. Because if we can embrace our shadow self rather than denying it, ignoring it, and fighting against it, we gain such a deeper understanding of who we are as a whole and complete person and empower us to take agency over those parts of ourselves rather than letting them continue to play out day after day after day as if on autopilot. When we shine a light on our shadow, we bring awareness to what we may have been totally unconscious to. And when we own those parts of ourselves we find tricky, suddenly we have nothing to defend against, nothing to fear, and nothing to fight against. We can't be hurt by those parts of us because we've taken total ownership over them. And what's more, you gain all of this without even having to change a single thing. All right, my friends, go be amazing, flawed, imperfect, beautiful humans, and I'll see you back here next week. Ciao. Thank you so much for hitting play on another episode of the Woman in Progress podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? Don't worry, the conversation doesn't stop here. Follow me at Samantha Ushedo on Instagram and be sure to let me know what part of the episode resonated with you most. I love hearing from you. And if you liked the show, please share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Until next time, here's to being a woman in progress.